sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me in my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and oft escaped the tempter snare. By thy return, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him who's true and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Wow, 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 wow. Did you hear that? Gary is back. Yes. Would you like to say some words?
Hello. It's a miracle. Thank you. Your prayers have been answered. Thank you so much. Oh, gosh, so much to say. I needed to make a list. West Side, thank you for your support. I could not have gotten through this without you. My goodness, your cards, your kind words, your generosity has been so wonderful and so helpful through this time. And also, I want to thank SPRC, a small group that is not acknowledged enough for their hard work and their support for me as well through this time. The spaghetti dinner. Oh my goodness, what I was overwhelmed by how many meals were served. I need to keep this here in my mouth. I was overwhelmed by the generous donations that came in and the meals that were served. I heard nothing but great things. I'm sorry I did not get to have the meal, but anyways. Let's see here. But speaking of meals, I want to thank Caring Hands. I was spoiled. I was very spoiled. The first weekend after surgery, they spoiled me, oh my goodness, with wonderful food. I had a request and it was fulfilled. One time I posted on Facebook, I said, by the way, I want a stromboli from Stromboli Land at the fair. Lo and behold, it was delivered to my front door. So thank you. My goodness, also just a couple people. Sandy Unick, thank you for your support, for the rides to the appointments, just being there whenever I needed someone. Also for Susan, for coming every day. Susan Reed came every day to check in on me and make sure I kept my my antibiotics in order. As I was administering that at home. Also for my sister and my family, that has been great support. And also I want to acknowledge Debbie Adams for taking on the task of what I do and scheduling music and making sure things keep going here. So thank you for your hard work with that. So again, from the bottom of my heart, I feel like I may have forgotten something, but I apologize. But also, I am appreciative of the musicians that came and played, and also for Pastor Steve, who's not here today. I could say, thank you for playing, Paul. No. I appreciate, what a neat thing to have a pastor who's musically inclined can just hop on the organ and play. So that's a blessing. Thank you, Pastor Steve. But again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm still healing. I'm still a little wobbly on the organ. My body's not completely functioning yet, but bear with me, you will hear mistakes, but as I build up my endurance again. So thank you so much. Love you all.
It's great to have you back, Gary, and I could see you back there playing it. You loved it, didn't you? It's good to have him here. We've missed him. My name is Paul Bowers, and I'm substituting for Pastor Steve. Last Sunday, he left and went to France. He and his wife got a different apartment, so they spent the week moving all those big items and small items. So hopefully they're moved in now. And right now, today, they left France. Notice I said they. He, his wife, and his wife's daughter. So sometime today, they'll be in Clearfield. We get to meet them all, and I think they're here for at least a couple weeks or so. So that'll be exciting. It's good to have Gary back. After the service, they have some punch and cookies for him in the back, so help us celebrate. If you're Facebook, we are glad to have you here. Please leave a comment or hit the like button. Bible study has been off, but the preacher is back right now, so he's going to do the Bible study on this Monday. So it resumes then Monday. So we'll see you then for a Bible study. And Laura's put together a fantastic for the kids about ages 5 or 6 to 12 camp in the community. It's up at the Center Grove Church, August 18 to 20. And there's more information there in the bulletin for you. Are there any other announcements? Do we have any other announcements? Okay, let's proceed with our call to worship. If you're able, please stand.
Good morning, everybody. Ooh. Yep, that's on. When the journey ahead seems long and hard, full of unknown dangers, remember. When the voices on the side of the road tempt us with their misinformation, remember. When those in power place barriers, trying to convince us it is easier to do nothing, remember. Let us worship God who empowers us to persevere and live by faith. Let us worship God, living sin. Please join me in the opening prayer. Dear God, we don't find it easy to speak of how we do not serve people, but you call us to share our weaknesses and failures with you. You are reluctant to serve those in need. Surrounded by evil and violence, we find it easier to close ranks with those just like us, rather than seeking peace in our world. Forgive us, God. Open our hearts to those who are all around the world. Amen. The opening hymn is hymn number 384, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let's move to our prayers with the people. Last night, we had several prayers lifted up. The Don Artery family, Don recently passed away. Keith Basenior, Tom Moore, Zach with Unspoken, Lori for her arm to heal, and Gail Harper, she's now home, doing a little bit better at home. And then this morning, we want to remember Larry Witherow. Do we have any other joys or concerns to share? Okay, who was it again? Art Kiefer, passed away last evening. Any other joys, concerns? Yes, we want to remember George and Jean Sayers. Their daughter recently passed away. Tough times to lose a daughter. And I talked with Gary Graham on Facebook Messenger, and he said, this is him, quote, "I'm slowly getting better. From the church, I would appreciate any prayers. Thanks a lot, Gary." We also want to remember Chuck Inlow and Sylvia and Dan Spingola, Audrey Moore, some on our list that are in the bulletin. Any other joys, concerns? It's a joy to be here this morning. Always is a joy when you're here. Tracy is Claire Panabaker's sister, right? It's good. Sister-in-law. You're just like a sister. Okay. It's good having you here, Tracy. I heard somebody else say something. Okay. Danielle says she has a lot going on here in the Clearfield area. Is that right? Yeah. Keep Danielle in your prayers. Yes. Yes. Tough times. Any other joys or concerns? In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Well, God's wanting and waiting for us to pray. So let's be in an attitude of prayer. Let's pray. May those who hope in you not be disgraced because of me, O Lord, the Lord Almighty. May those who seek you not be put to shame because of me, O God of Israel, for I endure scorn for your sake, and shame covers my face. I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. For zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me. When I weep and fast, I must endure scorn. When I put on sackcloth, people make sport of me. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But I pray to you, O Lord, in the time of your favor, in your great love, O God, answer me with your sure salvation. Rescue me from the mirror. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Do not let the flood waters engulf me, or the depths shallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. That's from Song, chapter 69, verses 6 through 15. Let me close our prayers with a similar version to to the Lord's Prayer. Dear God, our Father, who lives in heaven, there is power in your name. We trust your ways from your kingdom in heaven all the way down to earth where we live. Please provide all we need today. Forgive our mistakes as we forgive those who make mistakes against us. Help us to make good choices and protect us from all that is evil. Everything we have and do is all for you. So everyone we meet will see you in us forever and ever. Amen. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Will the ushers please come forward? We're blessed today to have Allison Unique Marshall. She's going to sing a song for us, and it is Friends by Michael W. Smith.
I appreciate you having me, but I'm sure you'd rather have my son Mason. I tried to con him into coming, but he's a little busy with shows this weekend, so I hope you enjoy. This is one of my favorites. From way back when Peg and Frankie were our youth group leaders and we would go to church camp. And so I just, with the recent passing of Peggy and all of those who were lost in the Texas floods, I would just like to dedicate this song to them.
The dreams God's planted in the fertile soil of you. We can't believe the hopes He's granted. It means a chapter in your life is through, but we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. With the faith and love God's given, springing from the hope we know, and we will pray the joy you'll live in is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts, in big and small ways, will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And friends are friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends, to live as friends. In the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. No, a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
Thank you, Allison. That was beautiful. Let's pray together the offertory prayer, praying, generous source of breath and life, like the friend who rises at midnight, you open the door when we knock and fill our hands with good gifts. Receive these tokens of our gratitude and joy, that they may fill the empty hands that reach out to you still. Amen. Please be seated. It's kids' time. It's kids' time. Hey, can you get those buckets or whatever they're called? Go get some. Get a bunch of them. Bring those brigade buckets up. Yeah, get a bunch of them. Get two or three or four. How many can you carry? Yeah, man, do whatever you do with them. That's the way. Shake those cans. Yeah, she's got four of them. That's good. Get four or five or six. How many can you get? Oh, yeah, I'll open it for you. There you go. What do I do with the lid? What do I do with the lid? Can you put it on? Yeah, you can. Nice, nice. Oh, there she's got four. She's got four. Oh, boy, she's got five. Or is there six in there? One, two, three, four, five, six. Good job. They're still coming. They're still coming. They're sharing. Isn't that nice to share? All right. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. Sorry. Great. There you go. Oh, you found a lid. There, can you help her? What? Oh, yeah, you'll find out pretty soon what these are. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. We got an extra lid somehow. What's your most favorite snack? Oh, what? Sugar cookies. Yeah, I like those. When I go to Wendy's, I usually get a sugar cookie. My wife makes really good peanut butter fudge. Mmm, I love that. Well, what do you eat when you get a snack? When do you eat a snack? It doesn't matter when you get a snack? What's your favorite snack? Chocolate. Mmm, that's good. All chocolate like a Hershey's bar? That would be good. Yeah, yeah. Chocolate chip cookies. Mmm, now those are really good. Chips Ahoy, is that your favorite brand? I don't know. Oh, Chips Ahoy on a plane doesn't taste the same. Huh. Okay. Well, I brought some Pringles. Pringles original. Pringles sour cream and onion. Pringles barbecue. What do you like best? All of them. Anything. Sour cream and onion. Original. Well, how about the brand? This is Pringles. Do you eat any other potato chips like Middlesworth? Yeah.
Chocolate.
I've had chocolate covered potato chips. That's one of my granddaughter's favorite. They drizzled chocolate on it. What'd you say? In a big bag. Yeah, they do make them in the big bag. Can you eat the whole bag at once? No. Hey, I'm forgetting. You replied. You told me an answer, didn't you? Here's for you. And you told me an answer. And you told me an answer. Who else told me an answer? You told me an answer, right? Right. Oh. Did you eat a potato chip? Do you bite it or do you put the whole chip in your mouth? Depending on what size it is. Yeah, sometimes the chips are really big. Huh? If they're Pringles, I put the whole chip in my mouth. Mmm, that's really good to do it that way. You do both? Well, you know, before we eat something, we should pray. And when I was in third grade, there was a kid that said, this was his prayer. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. Thanks for the God, for the grub. Amen. Well, that was a different prayer, wasn't it? And then I have a niece. She says the prayers where she's at. And I actually put the prayer on the cans here for you. Because I'm going to give these to you, and maybe you can get a snack when you go to Children's Church. She did this little prayer. God our Father, God our Father, once again, we will ask the blessing. We will ask the blessing. Amen. The bear praying at. And the bear replied, I always say a prayer before I have a snack. Oh. Well, you know, Jesus also prayed. he would get down on his knees. Can you see the picture back there? That's Jesus kneeling down. He's got his hands together, his head bowed, and his eyes are closed. So people, when they do communion, they kneel down up here at the altar rail. So can you come out here and we'll say a prayer? Kneel down at the altar rail, either side, wherever you want to. Yeah, do a little kneel there. Come on, Killian, you can do it. Oh, you know something? Yeah, I'm glad for you reminding me. Here, you didn't get one of these. Sorry, man. Did you get one? Okay. You didn't get one, did you? Your sister didn't get one. Here you go, girlie. Did she get one? You didn't get one. Did you get one, bud? I wasn't paying attention too good. Did you get one? Yeah, okay. And she got one, didn't she? Okay. So you're kneeling down on your knees. That's good. That's good. Can I come down here with you, bud? Oh, there you go. And then we're going to say a prayer like the Lord's Prayer, but it's an easier one. So repeat after me. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, and we, as we forgive those who sin against us. Keep us from being tempted, and deliver us from evil. Amen. Then stand up and say, amen. Okay. Now, you know those little things I gave to you? Can you pass them out to the people? Just take a few at a time. Take a few and make sure everyone gets one. Make sure the organist gets one. Make sure those guys back there in the booth find everybody out there to get one. Yeah, make sure that lady gets one. And we all know Jesus loves me. Well, the composer was William B. Bradbury. He also composed the prayer, Sweet Hour Prayer. So while they're doing that, we're going to sing the hymn, Sweet Hour Prayer. It's found in your hymnal on 496. 496. The Lord's Prayer. Are you going to pass them? get that one? Oh, yeah, you got one. Did you get one of these? This is the Lord's Prayer. Did you get the Lord's Prayer, the silver one? Okay, it's time to get back to children's church. Here's your Pringles. Take your Pringles back to children's church. And remember, always say a prayer. Always say a prayer.
That's a hard group to follow. The scripture lesson today is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. I will be reading from the Living Faith Bible. You may just follow along with me or read in your pew Bible, chapter 11 in Luke. Once when Jesus had been praying, one of his disciples came to him as he finished and said, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come soon. Give us our food day by day. And forgive us our sins, just as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this illustration. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." He would call out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and we are all in bed. I can't help you at this time. But I tell you this, though he won't do it as a friend, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you what you want, so his reputation won't be damaged. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds, and the door is opened to everyone who knocks. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Patty. Paul Harvey told a story about a mom and her three-year-old son. They were going to the grocery store. And mom said, "Now, you're not going to get any chocolate chip cookies, so don't even ask." So they got to the store, and she reached down, little tot, and put him up in the cart on the seat. And he was doing pretty good. But then they came down to the aisle that had the cookies in it, and he said, "Mom, can I have some cookies?" Mom said, "I told you not even to ask. You're not going to get any at all." Well, they continued doing their shopping, and you know how it is when you're shopping. You forget something, and you got to go back to another aisle and pick it up, and here she happened to go down by the cookies again, and the boy says, "Mom, can I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "I told you that you can't have any. Now sit down and be quiet." Well, she got her shopping up and down the aisles and went to the checkout, and the little boy could sense, uh-oh, once she pays for the groceries, no chocolate chip cookies. So he was in the cart. He got up on the seat, and he said, "In the name of Jesus, may I have some chocolate chip cookies?" Well, that's what all the people did. They laughed, and they were surprised. And do you think he got any chocolate chip cookies? You think he did? Well, you're right. All those people pooled their money together, and that boy went out of there with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. In Luke, Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Just like the little boy, never give up. We often try to solve issues on our own, but after several tries, we finally pray about it and seek guidance from God. Well, prayer should be the steering wheel that guides our life, not the spare tire that we pull out in emergencies. When we face challenges, our first step should be to go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father created us and knows us better than we know ourselves. We've all been there sometime or another, and we prayed and it doesn't seem like anything was happening. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Jesus prayed. And prayer was important in his life. And he prayed many different times in different places, and we see that in the book of Luke. One time, Jesus prayed at his baptism. He prayed during his temptation. On one occasion, he prayed all night. On the day when he asked the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" he had been praying alone. Afterward, he went up onto a mountain to pray. And now in our scripture today, Luke says he was praying in a certain place. Prayer was important to Jesus, just as it ought to be to us. Martin Luther King once said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing. The disciples saw how important prayer was to Jesus, so they asked them to teach him how to pray. And in that point, Jesus taught them the most famous prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Luke's version of the prayer is a little bit shorter than the Lord's Prayer, but he gets right to the point what a prayer ought to be. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. That's from Luke chapter 11, verses 2 to 4, the Revised Standard Version, which is our Pew Bible. Note how Jesus begins by focusing our attention on God. When you pray, say, Father. That's important. When we pray, it's tempting to jump right into our needs and our concerns. Our focus is on me, and that's what it seems like today. Jesus began his prayer by focusing on God first. Your kingdom come. And when Jesus refers to God's kingdom, he's referring to any place that God reigns in human affairs. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 includes the words, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's in Matthew. That's why we include the words in the Lord's Prayer. We want to focus on our kingdom and our will. Jesus understands that. But also in the Garden of Gethsemane, remember how he prayed that the cup of suffering would be taken away from him. Nevertheless, when it came time, he prayed, not my will, but your will be done. All prayer is based on the goodness of God. We can pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, because we believe God's will is always the best for us. Notice how Jesus illustrates the truth later on in the passage. He tells about a father whose son asked for a fish or an egg. Will the father give him instead a stone, a serpent, or a scorpion? Of course not. Jesus begins with God because all prayer is based on the nature of God. He is the creator, sustainer, and father of all. We need to see that if God's will is done, we will receive everything we need. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, Jesus said, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Sometimes we don't see that because we do not see life from God's perspective, but God knows our needs and he will provide. From John chapter 1, from 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, it says, this is the confidence that we have in our relationship with God. If we ask for anything in agreement with his will, he listens to us. If we know that he listens to whatever we ask, we know that we receive whatever we asked from him. Jesus begins with God. That is where we too should begin. God knows our needs. He is the Lord of all creation. Give us each day our daily bread. It is interesting how much Jesus has to say about our physical needs. Only that one little line. Give us each day our daily bread. That's all. Here again is why so much of prayer life is ineffective. We spend much of our prayer time on our physical needs, yet Jesus devoted four times as much on his spiritual needs. That's not to say that daily bread isn't important. Jesus taught us to pray for it. God's will is for our physical needs to be met. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Forgiving someone who has wronged us is tough. Can't you see that no matter how much you pray, you cannot be spiritually whole until you are able to forgive those who wronged you? No matter how many physical blessings, don't carry around that anger, bitterness, or resentment in your heart because someone has done you wrong. Pray to God forgive them, then let it go. I've learned that from my father. Let it go. It's in the past. Let it go. It's because you don't forgive the other person. It's not for their sake, but it's for your sake. It's easy to obtain God's forgiveness. If you're sincerely repentant, God will surely forgive. But forgiving yourself and forgiving others, that's the hard part. And lead us not into temptation. When will we acknowledge our basic human situation? We are sinners. We have lots of possibilities to sin. We need God's help to escape the temptations that are forever with us. Lead us not into temptation is Matthew. He added, but deliver us from evil. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. He will deliver us from temptation if we ask. If we really want him to, we have to ask. Anytime during the day, when that time comes, just say a little prayer. You don't have to get down on your knees. You don't have to close your eyes. Lead us not into temptation. God's main concern is you. So what are the effective keys for effective prayer? Focus on God and his goodness and his love. Ask for your physical needs, but remember your spiritual needs. As well, you need to ask for forgiveness, but also you need to forgive, and you need to be kept from temptation. When you pray, Jesus said, pray like this. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Later on, it was the early church that added that last line, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm sure you have heard of ASAP. Boy, you're stressed out, ASAP. Well, try to think of it differently as ASP. Instead of as soon as possible, apply it to prayer. Always say a prayer. ASAP, as soon as possible, we think of the terms in a hurry and stress. But maybe we should think of that abbreviation differently. Always say a prayer. And then we'll begin to deal with those rough days all along in our life. Always say a prayer. Let me close with this little verse. There's work to do, deadlines to meet. You've got no time to spare, but as you hurry and scurry, always say a prayer. In the midst of family chaos, quality time is rare. Do your best, let God do the rest. Always say a prayer. It may seem like your worries are more than you can bear. Slow down and take a breather. Always say a prayer. God knows how stressful life can be. He wants to ease our cares. He'll respond to all your needs. Always say a prayer. Our response to that is going to be the affirmation from Romans. It's found in your hymnal on page 887. 887. If you can turn to your hymnal, we're do our response. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Amen. Our closing hymn, if you're able to please stand, is It Is Well With My Soul. It's in the hymnal on page 377, 377. Remember, ASAP, always say a prayer. Now go forth knowing that when we pray, God will always be there for us. I thought I...